Thank you very much, moderator, for this opportunity. We are in a crisis because of the pandemic. However, millions of people have been in crisis for a very long time before the pandemic. Specifically around sexual and reproductive health rights, they have been negatively affected, and many people have been struggling to access services which in many parts of the world were not listed as essential during the lockdowns. And the militarization of the COVID-19 national public health measures is unacceptable. And this has created an even more hostile and unsafe environment for communities and for societies and for those people who require sexual and reproductive health services. And the enforcement of these lockdown regulations meant that many were risking criminal records, jail time, fines, and the threat of harassment and violence for trying to seek essential services around sexual and reproductive health. And as I noted in my first report to the Human Rights Council, that the starting point for millions of people around the world is unequal. And some of the root causes lie in patriarchy, slavery, colonialism, apartheid, and neocolonialism, and the current structure of global health funding and financing that is heavily reliant on philanthropy. And this negatively disproportionate impact on women, queer people, gender diverse people, Black people, and people of African descent, and other persecuted racial and ethnic groups, indigenous people, people with disabilities, migrant communities. And we have to talk about the importance of how many of these communities have little resource to seek justice and recourse when their rights are being violated. And so we must all demand meaningful participation of civil society in all decision-making processes at national, regional, and international level. Transparency is a non-negotiable. And this also goes not only for governments, but also for pharmaceutical companies. And it enables accountability and possibility to redress and for rights protections. Thank you very much, moderator.